This is Fresh Air. Lou Reed, who died in 2013, would have been 80 this year. In part to commemorate that, some crucial, previously unreleased music by Reed has just been issued. Titled Words and Music, May 1965, it features 15 demos Reed recorded as a fledgling singer-songwriter, who just 2 years later would lead the Velvet Underground into rock and roll history. The album includes what are the earliest known versions of what would become some of the Velvet Underground's best-known songs, like I'm Waiting for the Man, Heroin, and Pale Blue Eyes. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
Pale Blue Eyes, Words, Music, Lou Reed. Sometimes he is so happy. Sometimes I feel so sad. So happy, but baby, you just make me mad. Baby, you just make me mad. Linger on your pale blue eyes. Linger on.
That's Lou Reed, plucking at an acoustic guitar and singing in an earnest croak. His future Velvet Underground bandmate John Cale sings harmony on the chorus. In 1965, Reed was 23 years old and freshly graduated from Syracuse University, where he'd come under the sway of his poet professor Delmore Schwartz. Reed had played in rock bands since he was a teenager, and now he had a job in New York, churning out cheesy tunes for the pop song factory Pickwick Records. He was, in other words, both an idealistic artiste and a cynical pro.
I'm waiting for the man. $26 in my hand. Up to Lexington, 125. Feel sick and dirty, more dead than alive. I'm waiting for the man.
On that demo in 1965, Reed sounds like a folk singer suffering an existential crisis. It's a far cry musically from what the song would sound like less than 2 years later on the fully formed debut album of the Velvet Underground. In 1965, Reed was clearly concentrating on lyrics more than melodies. He was working through his key influences, the garrulous rush of beat writers like Jack Kerouac and Allen Ginsberg, the high and low lyricism of Delmore Schwartz and doo-wop. On the woozy Buttercup song, he mingles William Blake with Bob Dylan.
Never get emotionally involved with a man or woman, a beast or a child, with cobblestone streets or subway turnstiles, and by World War III you have developed style. Well, I got this friend, and I'll tell you, man, he's real hip. An anthropomorphized baby, that is his bit. But never once, woo, does he ever blow his cool, because he always follows his wondrous golden rule. Oh, never get emotionally involved.
When he made these demos, Reed was living with his parents on Long Island. He introduces each of the songs by saying, Words and Music, Lou Reed, and mailed a copy of the resulting tapes to himself. The government postmark served as what was then known as the poor man's copyright. He knew, or at least hoped, he was protecting gold.
I know just where I'm going. I'm gonna try for the kingdom if I can, 'cause you know it makes me feel that I'm a man. When I put the spike into my vein, then you know that things aren't quite the same. When I'm rushing from my run, and I feel like Jesus' son, and I guess that I just don't know, and I guess that I just don't know. Up the drop of his neck, when the smack goes and hits my blood, when I'm closing in on death, and my head begins to whirl. You can't help me, not you girls, all you guys with all your talk, you can all go take a walk. And I guess that I just don't know, and I guess that I just don't know.
That is Fundamental Lou Reed, the song Heroin in its earliest known recorded version. Its devastatingly casual description of an underworld of pain is startling. This collection is the first of what is being called the Lou Reed Archive Series, overseen by, among others, Reed's widow, the multimedia artist Laurie Anderson. She said to the Washington Post that for her, the importance of this album is that, quote, any kid starting a band, anyone, can now hear him searching around. I like the way that puts an inspirational spin on some of rock's most beautifully pessimistic music.
Rock critic Ken Tucker reviewed Words and Music, May 1965, a new collection of unreleased music by Lou Reed.